Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 15. We want to finish chapter. I've been in chapter number 15 for weeks. I won't say months, but because it is the great resurrection chapter of all the Bible. And so there's so much here. As the old saying is, every word in the Bible is pregnant with information. So you expound that with verses, and we have 58 verses, and we're going slowly by slowly. This chapter, again, you remember in the beginning when we started our study, there were six questions that had already been asked, and Paul answered them concerning things that were going on in the church of Corinth. Paul, what do I do about meat offered to idols? And by the way, we were just in Corinth. We don't need to be in that place. And we actually were, it was at Corinth, and they uncovered what they think was the meat market. Remember that, Doug? Were you on that? And where the meat market is, they thought that possibly that this was actually the meat market. I don't know, archaeologists, guys are smarter than mine. Their pay grade's a lot higher than mine, you know what I mean? And they know these things. They were the meat market. It's right outside the temple. And so, Paul, what do we do about these offerings, this meat offering? He answered that. Paul, what do we do about our wives or husbands who are unbelievers? What do we do about that? Paul answered that. Paul, what about the virgin? All these questions that, well, they had questions about the resurrection. And so Paul concludes, we'll see in this chapter, his thought about the resurrection. And in chapter number 16, he talks about now concerning the offerings. They had questions about the offerings and all. So in all, there are six or seven questions that in the book of 1 Corinthians that Paul definitely answered certain questions. So Paul is wrapping up the questions about resurrection and here in chapter number 15. Let's read in verse number 50 through 58. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, in verse number 50, Paul is concluding his remarks, if you will, about concerning the subject of the resurrection. And he uses that first word, excuse me, now this I say. In the next verse, he uses that word, behold. Now, these are words that are supposed to draw your attention. He's about to say something very important. Behold, verse number 51, verse number 50. Now this I say, it's with conviction. You know, it's important to have conviction, to believe in something. When I think of that, I think of the story, whether it's true or not, but it was told where two lost men were going to D.L. Moody's church there, the church in Chicago that D.L. Moody was pastoring, you know, 100 years ago, whatever it was. And the two guys were talking as they were going to church. And they said, do you believe everything that that preacher D.L. Moody says? And the other guy said, well, I don't, but he sure believes it. Well, this is what Paul was saying here with a matter of conviction about this thing about resurrection. He believes it. And he says, now this I say, and kind of with that authoritative figure as that great apostle. Now this I say, and I love this, brethren, Remember, all through the book of 1 Corinthians, he was admonishing them because there were some things that they weren't doing properly. And he was kind of straightening them out how to do things. But he always used that word brethren to let them know we're brothers in Christ. Still that warmth, that love. I love you, but you need to listen, okay? Again, thinking, you know, as a kid, and you probably treated the same way, mom or dad, when they would spank me, most of the time I got whippings. I don't know, for mom, it's hard to remember. I do remember this. Mama would always say, wait till your daddy gets home. I knew then I was in trouble. But mom and dad both would say, it's going to hurt me more than it hurts you. When I'd get my, okay. I will say this, my mind's running. I guess the older you get, the more you remember you're younger. Is that true? You're old? I ain't there yet. I ain't old yet. I'll be 65 Saturday. But anyway, I ain't there yet. But I remember more. I remember one time we were going to get a spanking, me and Ronnie both. And we lived here on 2691 Avenue O at the parsonage over here. The church used to have a park. And Daddy come home, and he was going to light into us because if you upset Mama and she can't handle it, Daddy's going to take care of it. That's why Mom said, Dad gets home. And some of you might have heard this story, but I never forget the one time before he got home, I put on every pair of underwear that I had in the drawer. I mean, literally every pair. And then I put on my pants. And when Daddy come home, I was all padded up. And I never forget when he saw me, he laughed a little bit. He said, pull your pants down, son. And it was shining. I guess I couldn't see it. He lit into me. I'll never forget that whipping. I'll never forget that whipping. So Paul kind of was doing that, but he did it with love. It was that lovingly disciplined. When he said, now this I say unto you, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Now the flesh and blood is referring to literally our present human body. In our body, we're not fit for heaven. And he made emphasis that it cannot inherit the kingdom of God. By the way, I wanted to get into this. I was studying this again yesterday afternoon, writing a bunch of notes. And I thought about this. Just so you Bible scholars will know, that there's a huge difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Big difference. A lot of people make them intertwine, that's the word, intertwine. But they're completely different. The kingdom of heaven is during the millennium, but the kingdom of God is all encompassing. The kingdom of heaven is within the kingdom of God. Anyway, he said you can't inherit the kingdom of God with flesh and blood. That's why he later on says we must all be changed. Why? Because our body's not fit. We have a sinful body. That's why our corruptible body must put on incorruption. And he explains that in just a minute. But our flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. By the way, when Jesus was in his glorified body, I don't want to get off track here, but remember, he went into the upper room when the disciples had the door locked, and he sat with them, if I'm thinking right, I hadn't read it. Anyway, he ate fish and bread. Remember, was that fish and bread? After in his glorified body. And I think it was filleted fish. You joke about that. I don't eat, people all know this, I don't eat fish with bones in it. Talking about going back to my childhood days. Mama always, out of all our brothers, sisters, I was the only one she picked off the fish off the bones. I think that's why my brothers and sisters despised me. She'd throw them a fish with bones in it, but Mama would pick off the fish. To this day, I can't eat fish with bones in it. Mama spoiled me. Now, I like Long John Silver's with the vinegar and salt. But anyway, Jesus was eating fish and bread, which is a material thing, but he disappeared out of their sight. Jesus did not have flesh, in quote, flesh and blood. He had a glorified body. I don't know what that glorified body is. I looked at it, but it was changed.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.